Okay, so we are beginning a new chapter in the Gospel of Luke.
یه فصل جدید شروع می‌کنیم در کتاب انجیل لوقا.
And we'll only be looking at a few verses today.
امروز چند تا آیه رو نگاه می‌کنیم.
The first 10 verses.
ده تا آیه اولش.
But I think there's some valuable lessons in there, so I don't want to just brush over them. درسای
خیلی مهمی تو 10 تا آیه هست و نمی‌خوام زود ازش بگذرم.
Start reading Luke 17 verses 1 and 2.
یک و دو رو بخون.
Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Yeah, so these two verses bring up the concept of causing offense.
این آیه در مورد ناراحت کردن یه نفر، لغزش یه نفر صحبت
می‌کنه. I'm not sure how that translates into English.
نمی‌دونم فارسی چجوری میشه.
But in English there are multiple meanings for that word.
وقتی میگیم لغزش خوردن یا ناراحت کردن یه نفر، معنی‌های متفاوتی داره.
Common meaning in English.
اکثر معنی واقعی که وجود داره به انگلیسی.
Did you say something or you do something?
یه کاری رو میکنی یا یه چیزی رو میگی و یه نفر بهش بر میخوره.
They're upset about what
you've done. ناراحت میشه از کاری که تو انجام دادی.
But it can also mean something else.
اما یه معنی دیگه هم داره.
And that's to cause somebody to stumble.
باعث میشه که یک نفر زمین بخوره.
Now, I don't know what the Persian translation here is.
نمیدونم فارسی به چه
معنی هست. But I will show you some verses in the Bible that show you this is one of the meanings that the Bible likes to use.
اما اینجا لغزش یه معنی واقعی دیگه
داره. Go to 1 Peter 2 verse 8.
1
Peter 2 verse 8. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
و سنگ لغزش دهنده و صخره مصادم، زیرا که اطاعت کلام نکرده لغزش میخورند، که برای همین معین شدند.
Yeah, so the same thing is repeated twice here.
اینجا دو بار تکرار
yeah,
شده.
And a stone and a rock are the same thing.
سنگ و صخره
and also stumbling and offense have the same meaning.
لغزش و در حقیقت مصادم
هم stone of stumbling is the same as a rock of offense.
سنگ لغزش دهنده هم به معنی صخره مصادم.
Go to Romans 9:33.
رومیان نه. No. 9:33.
As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Romans 9:33.
چنان که مکتوب است که اینک در صهیون سنگ لغزش دهنده و صخره سقوط دهنده مینهم و هر که بر او ایمان آورد سرافکنده نخواهد گردید.
Let me also give you an example. Go to Matthew 5.
Matthew 5:29.
And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell.
پس اگر چشم راستت تو را بلغزاند، به درش آر و از خود دور انداز. زیرا تو را بهتر آن است که عضوی از اعضایت تباه کردند تا آنکه تمام بدنت در جهنم افکنده شود.
Yeah, it says if your right eye offend thee.
اگر چشم راستت به تو را بلغزاند.
This does not mean that if you're annoyed with your right eye, if you look in the mirror.
وقتی آینه نگاه کردی به چشم راستت بعد خوشت نیومد از اون نگاهت.
That you then pluck it out.
درش بیاری خوشت نیومد قیافت چشم
درو. It is saying if your right eye causes you to stumble.
اما میگه وقتی اگه چشم راستت باعث زمین خوردن و لغزش خوردنت بشه.
Yeah, if you use your eyes, if you look at things.
اگر از چشت استفاده کنی و نگاه کنی به
چیزی که can cause you to stumble.
که باعث زمین خوردن
بشه. Yeah, then it says, it's better to pluck it out.
اون موقع بهتره که زمینت رو دراری.
And of course, this is not literal. Jesus is just making a point here.
و این عیسی دقیقاً معنیش این نیست که چاقو بندازی درش بری. یه نکته ای رو داره خداوند میگه در این کلام.
Yeah, what I wanted to show is that
اما خواستم بهتون نشون بدم
که offense is used in this way.
کلمه لغزش خوردن هم به این معنی استفاده
again,
میشه.
I remark this more often. The Bible is its own dictionary.
کتاب مقدس خودش دیکشنری خودش هست.
If you want to know the meaning of certain words, just look it up.
اگه معنی یک کلمه رو میخواید.
In the Bible itself.
در کتاب مقدس نگاه کن.
So what we have here on Luke 17
در لوقا 17 نگاه میکنیم
is a warning to those that cause others to stumble before God.
که علام خطری است که کسی که باعث لغزش خوردن یه نفر در نگاه خداوندش.
Now the group that is mentioned here that is caused to stumble are little ones.
لغزش خوردن افراد کوچیک.
And this points to children.
و برمیگرده به بچه‌های کوچیک.
Let me show you that. Go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18 verses 1 to 7 where we have a very similar thing being mentioned. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same as greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense cometh.
در همان ساعت شاگردان نزد عیسی آمده گفتند چه کس در ملکوت آسمان بزرگتر است؟ آنگاه عیسی کودکی طلب نموده در میان ایشان برپا داشت و گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم تا بازگشت نکنید و مثل طفل کوچک نشوید هرگز داخل ملکوت آسمان نخواهید شد پس هر که مثل این بچه کوچک خود را فروتن سازد همان در ملکوت آسمان بزرگتر است و کسی که چنین کودکی را به اسم من قبول کند مرا پذیرفته است و هر که یکی از این کوچکان را که به من ایمان دارند لغزش دهد او را بهتر می بود که سنگ آسیایی برگردنش آویخته در قعر دریا غرق می شد وای بر این جهان به سبب لغزش ها زیرا که لغزش ها می بایستی به وقوع بپیوندند اما وای بر کسی که سبب لغزش ها باشد
So the message is here. Yeah, that you do not want to be the cause that little children will stumble in the life. Yeah, specifically in relation to the things of God. This is something that God takes very serious. How serious?
Yeah,
so serious that Jesus says it is better for that person to hang a millstone around his neck. A millstone around his neck and toss him in the water. And in case you don't know, millstones are very heavy.
Yeah,
it drags you to the bottom, you'll drown, you'll die.
Yeah.
It is better for that person to be dead than cause this little child to stumble. Now, let me start by giving you a very literal application for this. Which is the LGBTQ plus etc. movement. Yeah, because these are the same people that groom little children and molest them.
Yeah,
sodomites are also pedophiles.
Yeah,
they go into all unrighteousness, including violating little children. And because of their wicked actions, yeah, they can cause their victims to stumble in regards to the things of God.
Because
many of these little children will end up growing up hating God because of what these wicked people have done to them.
دادن اون بچه تا آخر عمرش از خدا متنفر میشه.
Yeah, and sometimes they go to the same path as
بعضی وقتا هم
the ones who have violated
them. متاسفانه درست همون راهی رو میرن که همون یه نفری که بهشون آسیب رسونده.
It would be better for these people
برای اون آدمی که باعث لغزش بچه شده قبل از اینکه باعث لغزش بچه شه کشته میشد.
Now the world will say, oh, but how can you say this?
چجوری میگی بهتره باید بکشیم؟
They just have a little different preference.
یه تفاوتشون فرق میکنه.
That's not what the Bible says.
کتاب مقدس در مورد این تفاوت کم صحبت نمیکنه.
They're wicked people who according to the Bible deserve the death sentence.
آدم خداوند که حقش و لیاقتش مرگه.
Now you might say, how is it better for them because they are dead?
بهتره براشون که بمیرن میگی بگی.
Now, here's why it's better for them. Yeah, because there's no hope for these people anyway. Because they are reprobates. They have crossed a line with God. That's why they even into these things. And the only thing they're doing on this earth is harming others and heaping up more wrath for themselves in the day of judgment. It's better for them to be taken out of society.
Now,
of course, that's not our job.
That's a job of the government.
And it would be wise to listen to what the Bible says.
Now,
I don't have time to go into this topic.
Yeah,
listen to my sermon which I preached this year, I think, called Sons of Belial. And all the sermons on this topic I preached, where I explain this more in detail. Now, let me give you also an application for us today as well. Because we can be guilty of letting others stumble.
و اجازه بدیم بقیه زمین.
Now let me start with the young people.
بزنین به جوانای عزیز به شما اینو بگم.
Yeah, do not be the one that is causing your friends to sin against God.
باعث گناه کردن دوستتون بشین.
Your friends say, I don't think we should do this.
دوستت وقتی میگه عزیز این کارو نکنیم بهتره. اینو نگاه نکنیم بهتره.
I don't think this is very proper to listen to.
فکر نمی‌کنم اینو گوش کنیم بهتره.
Don't be the one,
اون بچه young people, نباش که بشی.
To say, no, it's okay, it's no problem.
نگاه کنیم. بیا نگاش کنیم.
Here's my phone. We can
بیا.
Do it on my phone.
بیا با تلفن من نگاه کن.
Yeah, what you're doing, you're causing
all this. کاری که داری میکنی باعث میشه که
And God does not take that lightly when you cause others to stumble. And also don't think, oh, I'm just a child. God will not deal with me. You should read the story from Elijah, where he had 40 children mocking the prophet. And the Bible says two bears came and tear 40 of them. Yeah, it matters before God.
در مقابل خداوند مهمه که تو چیکار می‌کنی با زندگی. حتی در کودکی.
And if you cause your friends to stumble,
اگر گاری بکنی که باعث گناه دوستت بشی، خداوند هم تو رو جدی می‌گیره.
Yeah, don't be the sister that causes her siblings to sin.
خواهری نباش که باعث گناه کردن اون یکی خواهرات بشی.
Encourage them to join the line towards the parents.
دروغ بگی با هم دیگه برنامه‌ریزی کنیم ضد مامان بابامون.
Encouraging her siblings to do other things that are wrong.
اجازه بدیم خواهر برادرامون کارهای بدی رو انجام بدن. باعث زمین خوردن و لغزش اون
بشه. God does not take that lightly.
خداوند اونو کوچیک نمی‌بینه و اصلا کوچیک نمی‌شموره.
Parents.
پدر و مادران عزیز.
You better set the right example for your children.
بهتره نمونه خوبی واسه بچه‌هاتون باشی.
So you do not make them stumble.
که تو باعث لغزش بچه‌ات و گناهی که تو ضد خدا می‌کنی.
God takes this very serious.
خداوند اینو جدی می‌گیره.
Yeah, the decision that you make.
تصمیمی رو که تو امروز می‌گیری.
Affects the life of your child.
به زندگی بچه تو
وابستگی
داره.
For example, you decide to stay home.
امروز اگه تصمیم میگیری کلیسا نری خونه بمونی.
You want to watch a soccer match.
میخوای فوتبال نگاه کنی.
That sends a very strong message to a child.
بچه تو جوری بار میاری پیام میدی بهش.
On what is in your view important in life.
تو چی مهمتر از دیگری است.
And you can cause your child later on to stumble.
و باعث میشه که بچه در آینده زمین بخوره.
That's the pattern that you've set.
اون روشیه که تو راه حل رو ساختی.
And of course, in general.
معمولا
do not be the reason
دلیل کسی نباشی که دیگران زمین در مقابل خداوند.
Yeah, when you walk with God,
اگه تو با خداوند قدم برمیداری
you backslide,
بعد زمین میخوری اشتباه
it can cause others to stumble.
باعث میشه که خیلی ها زمین
when they look at your life.
اگر به زندگیت نگاه کنند باعث زمین خوردنشون بشه.
Holds even more for church leadership.
حتی باسه رهبرای کلیسا هم همینطوره.
Yeah, you can, your walk with God can draw people away from God.
اطاعت تو از خداوند شاید باعث دوری دیگران از خدا
باشه. Let me give you some examples from the Bible.
مثلا تو کتاب مقدس چند نمونه رو بهتون بگم. یوحنا 21.
Where we have Peter being the problem.
پتروس مشکله.
John 21 verses 2 and 3 2 for now.
21:2.
There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. John 21 verse 2 for now.
آیه دو.
شمعون پتروس و تومای معروف به دوقلو و نتانئیل که از قانای جلیل بود و دو پسر زبدی و دو نفر دیگر از شاگردان او جمع بودند.
Yeah, so here we have Peter with six other disciples. Yeah, and Peter, we know, had been part of the inner circle of three of Jesus.
He's
kind of a natural leader among the disciples. But he's not in a very good place right now.
Because
he's about to do things that he was not supposed to do. And he will be drawing others with him.
Read verse 3.
Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing.
شمعون پتروس به ایشان گفت می روم تا صید ماهی کنم. به او گفتند ما نیز با تو می آییم. پس بیرون آمده بلا فاصله به کشتی سوار شدند و در آن شب چیزی نگرفتند.
I might say, what's wrong with going fishing?
Now,
not that much.
خیلی ماهی گرفتن مشکل نداره.
Except for the fact that Jesus had told them specifically, hey, you will not be fishers anymore, but become fishers of men.
This is
just after the resurrection of Jesus. And Peter basically decides to go back to his old life.
تصمیم میگیره برگرده به کار زندگی قبل از ایمانش.
Yeah, basically putting away the things of God.
مسیر زندگی خودش رو بذاره کنار. دوباره بره تو دریاچه ماهی بگیره.
And he says, I go fishing and he takes six others with him.
ماهی بگیرم نه تنها خودش میره ماهیگیری، شش نفر دیگر هم میخواد از خدا و برنامه خدا دور کنه.
The decision you make as a Christian.
تصمیمی که تو به عنوان یک ایماندار میگیری.
Your walk with Christ.
مسیر زندگی تو با عیسی مسیح.
Affects others.
باعث دیگران تاثیر
گذاشتن به دیگران. Of all their stumbling. We have another famous story in the Bible of David that is confronted by Nathan, the prophet.
Now,
the context here is David committing adultery with Bathsheba. Listen to what Nathan tells David.
2 Samuel,
chapter 17, verse 14. 2 Samuel 17, verse 14. Habit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. 17 verse 14.
Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "Mashverat Hushai Arkei." از مشورت اخیتوفل بهتر است زیرا خداوند مخلوط فرموده بود که مشورت نیکوی اخیتوفل را عقیم گذارد تا بر ابشالوم بر بلا رساند.
Yeah, so Nathan tells David, your actions are the cause that all the people are blaspheming God.
باعث شده که بقیه به خدا کفر بگن.
Yeah, your actions are the cause that others are stumbling.
باعث شده بقیه زمین بخورن.
Yeah, for people to reject God.
باعث شده که مردم خدا رو رد کنن.
Yeah, 2023 Christian.
قرن 2023 ایمان داره 2023.
Your actions can be the cause of God being blasphemed.
ممکنه باعث کفر گفتن نام خدا بشه.
It can be the cause why people do not want to know about God.
ممکنه دلیل این باشه که دیگه بقیه نخوان در مورد خدا بحث
بکنن. Yeah, people can be saying like, look, this Christian. They're just like the world.
Or
they're even worse than the world. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Why would I want to be part of that? Yeah, you can be the cause of stumbling. Romans 2:24. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. And the way you live your life affects others. And your life, the way you live your life, can cause others to stumble. Go back to Luke 17. Yeah, it said, it's impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. That's verse 2.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's verse 1 at the end. And the first one.
یکم بخونی آخر.
شاگردان خود را گفت غیر ممکن است که لغزش ها به وقوع نیایند، اما وای بر آن کسی که باعث آنها شود.
Yeah, so there will things come on your path that can cause you to stumble. But woe unto him from whom they come. Now, in the next two verses, we will look at the situation that somebody has trespassed against you. How do you deal with offenses when they come against you?
باعث لغزش تو میشه چیکار میکنی؟
Read Luke 17 verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him.
مراقب خود باشی و اگر برادرت به تو خطا ورزد او را توبیخ کن و اگر توبه کند او را ببخش.
Yeah, so this talks about a brother, meaning another Christian. If a brother trespasses against you, if he sins against you, that's not a word. And of course, sin is the transgression of the law. Yeah, it's breaking the boundaries of God's law. Yeah, the idea of the trespassing is you break the boundaries of somebody's property, for example.
Yeah.
So what do you do if your brother has sinned against you, has trespassed against you?
Yeah,
if he lied about you?
اگر دروغ گفته چیکار
کنی؟ If he defrauded you some way.
اگر یه جوری سرت کلا گذاشته چیکار کنی؟
If he didn't shake your hand.
اگر دست نداد بهت چی؟ تو این کارت بهت.
Fill in the blank.
هر چی دیگه که خواستی اضافه کن.
Yeah. The Bible says.
Rebuke him. بشونش. تو بخش کن.
Yeah. What does that mean? That means we have to go to that individual. Tell them they did something wrong.
It
doesn't mean you're going to yell at them.
You
just confront them with what has been done wrong. Now, let me directly remark, this is not the only biblical option.
There
is even a better option.
And
that is to suffer yourself to be defrauded. Yeah, just let it go. Forget about it. Just forgive it in your heart. Yeah, what if somebody does something against me? What do I do?
Now,
can you let it go? Can you walk away from this without holding a grudge? Without becoming bitter? Can you just forgive and forget? Then this is option one.
این انتخاب اوله.
If you can't let go.
اگر نمیتونی ببخشی.
If you tried but you came bitter anyway.
تلاش کردی اما تلخی نمیتونی.
Go to the person.
برو پلوش.
And tell them they're wrong.
بهش بگو چه اشتباهی کرده.
Rebuke your brother.
برادرتو تصحیح کن.
For what purpose?
برای چه هدفی؟
So you will feel better.
حالت بهتر شه.
No, for the purpose to reconcile.
نه، به امید که او توبه کنه.
So they repent and you forgive him.
و تو ببخشی.
Forgive her. Yeah? Go to Matthew 18.
متی 18.
Where we have the same teaching with some more details. It gives actually an 4-step process or 3-step process. Matthew 18, read verses 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Yeah, it says here, telling your brother his fault.
That's
the same as rebuking your brother. Yeah, go to your brother. And let the rest of the world know that you're going and why you're going.
No.
That doesn't say. It doesn't say that. Go to your brother and tell his fault between thee and him alone. Yeah, with the goal of resolving the issue.
Yeah,
so you repent and you forgive.
که او توبه کنه تو ببخش.
Now again, you can always decide to let it go and simply forgive your brother.
فقط ازش بگذری و همونجوری ببخشی.
But if there is a need, you can take a next step.
اما اگر لازم داری.
If he doesn't listen.
برای خودت کارامش بگیری. Verse 16. پس برو صحبت کن. آیه 16.
Verse 16. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established.
و اگر او نشنود یک یا دو نفر دیگر با خودت بردار تا از زبان دو یا سه شاهد هر سخنی ثابت شود.
Yeah, so here's what you can do after that.
If
he doesn't want to make things right. You take one or two more witnesses with you. Not the whole church. One or two others. Yeah, mature Christians
that
will not go around and then gossip about
it.
Telling everybody about all
the people's fault. That's
called and it's much more advisable to take mature Christians
because
the goal is that they will
listen.
There's really a different effect if you bring your buddy or if you bring a respected mature believer from the church to address the issue with you. And in the last step, if a person is going to resolve it,
you can,
here's the last resolution. 17, verse 17. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be one thee as an heathen man and a publican.
و اگر سخن ایشان را رد کند به کلیسا بگو و اگر کلیسا را قبول نکند در نزد تو مثل خارجی یا باجگیر باشد.
Yeah, so the last step is bring it to the church. Yeah, and bring it to the church leadership. Yeah, who will pass judgment. And then that will be the final judgment. And it has to be followed in that case. And if the brother refuses to hear the church, the person will be thrown out of the church. Again, with the hope that he repents and comes back. But the goal is to reconcile the relationships. Go back to Luke 17. Luke 17 verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. Yeah, the goal is that this ends with repenting and forgiving. Yeah, if the brother comes to you or if you go to the brother and he tells you sorry, you need to forgive that person.
Yeah.
Don't go out to rebuke your brother and then if he repents you're not willing to forgive him. That's wicked. Go to your brother being ready to resolve and to forgive. Read verse 4, Luke 17. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day and 7 times in a day turn again to thee saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Yeah, of course, this is an extreme example. What if it happens 7 days in 1 day?
Yeah.
7 times you point out to your brother, you're wrong. And he repents. What should you do? Forgive him. Yeah, the message is keep forgiving. And another place talks about 70 times 7. Of course, it doesn't mean 490 times. Keeping a counter, it means keep on forgiving your brother. Now we have the response in verse 5 in Luke 17 from the apostles. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Yeah, so the apostles are hearing this. They're saying, oh, this is a hard thing to do. Increase our faith. We're not sure if we can do that. 7 times a day. Yeah? And it does require some level of maturity to go to a person.
Yeah?
In love.
با محبت با یک کسی رو در رو کنی بزرگ بودنه
it's right thing to do. It's
اما درسته با محبته که بری به طرف بگشت با
کرده
یک دوست واقعا yeah. به دوستش میگه که اشتباه
کرده امثال 27:6 Yeah, it requires a level of maturity to take that step. And also, the willingness to forgive is a sign of maturity in a person. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to become best friends with this other person. But it will mean you're not holding anything against him. You have forgiven him.
از ته دلت بدی براش نخوای و ببخشش.
You don't keep bringing it up to him.
Hey, با یه چماق نزنی تو سرش اشتباه
باشه. Did you know what you did to me in the past?
با قبلا یادت چیکار کردی با من؟ چه بلای سرم آوردی؟
There's no bitterness.
هیچ تلخی درونش وجود نداشته باشه.
Jesus, increase our faith.
عیسی مسیح ایمان ما رو بزرگ کن.
Yeah, we need to choose.
ما باید تصمیم بگیریم.
To trust, to have faith.
اعتماد کنیم.
The solution that God proposes is the right one.
که تصمیمی رو که خدا میگیره درسته.
Yeah, the Bible says we are to live by faith.
کتاب مقدس میگه ما باید با ایمان زندگی کنیم.
So just salvation.
نه فقط نجات.
That's just the beginning.
آغازه.
Romans 1:17.
رومیان 1:17.
For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
که در آن عدالت خدا به ظهور میرسد از ایمان تا ایمان، چنانکه مکتوب است که عادل به ایمان زیست خواهد بود.
Yeah, as a Christian we are to grow in our faith over time.
به عنوان ایماندار باید ایمانمون رشد کنه هر روز.
And hopefully you're more forgiving today than you were a year ago.
امیدوارم که شما امروز بخشنده تر از پارسال باشید.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
دوم قرنتیان 5:7.
For we walk by faith not by sight.
زیرا که به ایمان رفتار می‌کنیم نه به دیدار.
Yeah. Living the Christian life requires faith.
زندگی مسیحی ایمان لازم داره.
Faith in what?
ایمان به چی؟
Now, faith to obey God and all the other things that the Bible has said.
از هر چیزی که کتاب مقدس میگه.
God has said and promised.
و قول داده.
Exercising of faith doesn't stop at salvation.
ایمانمون در نجات دست گرفته میشه.
Here is what we tend to do a lot.
معمولا ما چیکار میکنیم؟
God has given us instructions.
خداوند یه برنامه بهمون داده.
This is what you should do.
باید این کارو بکنی.
This is the best way to resolve the problem.
مشکلمون رو بعد اینجوری حل
کنیم. And then we do our own thing.
و بعد خودمون رو پیش میریم. کار خودمون رو میکنیم.
In case of forgiving, because we're scared to go to the person.
ببخشیم. بعد اون میاد رو در رو کنیم.
Because contrary to what God has said, we believe.
ضد اون چیزی که خداوند گفته.
We should have emotional support and talk to a friend about what happened.
بعد به دوستمون بگیم که چه اتفاقی افتاده.
Yeah, trying to get confirmation how right you are and how wrong they were.
بفهمه که من اشتباه نکردم اون اشتباه کرده. اول ساپورت احساسی بگیریم.
If you are doing that, it just shows a lack of maturity in your faith.
نشون میده که چقدر ایمان تو ضعیفه.
You have taken a third non-biblical option.
سومین انتخاب که ضد کتاب مقدسی رو قبول کردی.
You are gossiping.
داری غیبت میکنی.
You are on a road to become a bitter person and an angry person.
مسیر آدم تلخی هستی.
Yeah, read Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be a kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, had forgiven you.
Ephesians 4:31-32.
Okay, if somebody asks you for forgiveness, God commands you to forgive.
Yeah?
Even as God, for Christ's sake, had forgiven you.
Yeah?
So the apostle says, increase our faith. They think that Jesus is asking a very big thing from them. This takes a lot of faith, they think.
Now,
listen to the response of Jesus. Luke 17:6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up from by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you.
Luke 17:6. به این درخت توب می گفتید که کنده شده در دریا نشانده شود، شما را اطاعت می کرد.
Yeah, so you think that you have need a lot of faith.
اگه احساس میکنی ایمان زیاد لازم داری.
And Jesus says, no, you don't need that much faith for this.
ایمان لازم نداری.
And he uses an example of a very small seed.
یه مثال دانه کوچیکی استفاده
کرد. If you had just faith like this.
مثل همین اگه ایمان داشتی.
Like small seed.
مثل این خردل که دانه‌اش انقدر ریزه.
You could say to this tree.
میتونستی به این درخت بگی.
Get plucked out from the root and be thrown in the sea.
از ریشه کنده شه و بندازیش توی
And it shall obey you.
کو. تو دریا.
The point being, you think this is a hard thing.
فکر میکنی سخته.
Yeah, you think this requires a lot of faith.
خیلی ایمان میخواد.
But even if you have very little faith.
اما اگر ایمانت هم کم باشه.
Yeah, even this would be done.
این انجام میشه.
You don't need so much faith.
به ایمان زیادی لازم نداری.
What you need is simply obey and forgive your brother in Christ.
فقط اطاعت و بخشیدن برادرت در مسیح احتیاج داری که بر ضد تو قدم برداشته. فقط انجام بده.
And then Jesus starts pointing out that this is your reasonable service.
و بعد عیسی مسیح میگه این خدمت عادلانه توست. کاری است که خداوند ازت میخواد انجام بدی.
Read Luke 17 verse 7 to 8. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him, by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink?
اما کیست از شما که غلامش به شغل کردن یا شبانی مشغول شود و وقتی که از صحرا آید به وی گوید به زودی بیا و بنشین، بلکه آیا بدون نمیگوید چیزی درست کن تا شام بخورم و کمر خود را بسته مرا خدمت کن تا بخورم و بنوشم و بعد از آن تو بخور و بیاشام؟
Yeah, so Jesus is giving an example here
of
a servant doing work for his master
and
his boss, pointing out what is expected from that servant. That's expected from the servant that he serves. They first make sure that his duties are done before he does other things.
Yeah.
A master has a servant, he's plowing the field. Now, what will the master say to that servant when he comes back from the field? Will the master say, hey, come here, sit down and eat? No, he'll say to him, go make ready a meal for me and serve me. You are the servant. And after the master is done, then you shall eat and drink. Yeah, it's expected from the servant that he does the things that are commanded him to do. Now, read verse 9. Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not.
آیا از آن غلام منت میکشد از آن که حکمهای او را به جا آورد گمان ندارم.
So should a servant expect that the boss then will thank him for serving him? Yeah, that he simply did what he was basically commanded to do. And the answer is no.
Yeah,
the boss is not going to thank him for simply doing what he is paid to do. That's the minimum you may expect him to do. There's no need to thank the servant for that.
که از خدمتکار یا خادمی تشکر کرد برای وظیفش.
Yeah. In simply doing what we should
ساده.
Do.
همون کاری که باید انجام بدیم انجام
yeah.
بدیم.
We don't deserve praise with that.
ارزش ستایش نداریم.
It is our duty.
وظیفه‌مون بود انجام دادیم. وظیفه‌ای بوده که از همون خواسته شده و انجام دادیم.
Yeah, and of course we come out of the context of obeying God.
میایم از این موضوع بیرون و از خداوند اطاعت
می‌کنیم
و خداوند اطاعت کردن و بخشیدن
دیگران that is expected of us that we should do that.
از هممون که این کارو انجام
بدیم. That's not something special that is we're supposed to do that.
یه کاری است که باید حتما انجام بدیم. به ما این دستور داده شده.
Let me say that applies to other areas in your life as well.
تو قسمت‌های دیگه از زندگیتون هم این اتفاق میفته.
You work for a boss.
اگه تو برای یه صاحبکاری کار کنید.
You should not expect that boss to praise you and thank you.
توقع نباید داشته باشی که اون صاحبکار همش ازت تشکر کنه.
What is right.
به خاطر اینکه کار درست رو هر روز انجام بدی.
Same in the family.
تو خانواده هم همینطوره.
Children, don't expect your parents to thank you for everything you do.
مادر و پدرتون به خاطر همه کاراتون تشکر کنن.
Because it's your duty.
وظیفه‌ت رو انجام دادی.
Now, I sometimes thank my kids if they do something for me.
بچه‌هام برام کاری میکنن میگم مرسی.
But sometimes I don't.
بعضی وقتا نمیگم.
I just tell them what to do.
بهشون میگم چیکار کنن.
And expect them to do it because it's their duty.
توقع دارم انجام بدن چون وظیفه‌شونه.
Husbands,
شوهرای
don't
عزیز.
Expect your wife to praise you every day for coming home, for providing for the family.
که اومدی خونه مرسی که نون روزانه‌مون آوردی.
That's your God-given duty.
وظیفه خداوندی.
That is your responsibility.
مسئولیتت بوده که انجام بدی. خانمای عزیز
don't expect to be praised all the time for cleaning the house and cooking a nutritious meal.
کردن خونه و غذا پختن ازتون تشکر شه.
That is part of your duty.
وظیفه‌تونه.
Now, is there anything wrong with thanking your wife, thanking your husband?
از زن و شوهرتون تشکر کردن
thanking your employees for their service?
آیا بس از سب
کارمندان
تشکر کردم بده؟ نه. هیچی بد نیست.
If you have a boss that is nice to you and thanks you, praise God.
اگر یه رئیس تشکر میکنه، باید خوب برخورد میکنه، جلال برخورد.
Yeah, we have to be kind and polite to others.
مهربون باشیم و اطاعت کنیم.
Yeah, we can express our thanks.
میتونیم سپاسگزاریمون رو به هم دیگه نشون بدیم.
We need to understand that there are certain things.
یه سری چیزهای زندگی
that are our duty to do.
وظیفه‌مونه.
Yeah, as it is our duty to
forgive others.
As it is our duty to obey all the commandments that God
has given us.
Read verse 10. Luke 17, verse 10. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.
همچنین شما نیز چون به هر چیزی که مأمور شده اید عمل کردید، گویید که غلامان بی‌منفعت هستیم، زیرا که آنچه بر ما واجب بود به جا آوردیم.
Yeah. After you have done all that God has told you to do in the Bible, here is what your attitude should be. We are unprofitable servants.
Yeah.
We have just done what we were supposed to do. What was our duty? Now, unprofitable doesn't mean we didn't do anything. It just means we're not making profit for the master. Yeah, we have just done what was expected of us. Go to Romans 12. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
پس ای برادران، شما را به رحمتهای خدا استدعا می کنم که بدنهای خود را قربانی زنده مقدس پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید که عبادت معقول شماست و همشکل این جهان مشوید. بلکه با نو شدن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو و پسندیده و کامل خدا چیست.
Present your body a living sacrifice,
holy, acceptable to God. قربانی زنده مقدس و پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید.
That is what may be expected from us.
از شما توقع داشته شده.
That is our duty.
وظیفه شما همینه.
Now God does reward us for our service to Him.
میده واسه خدمتامون در مقابلش.
Our attitude should be.
اما رفتارمون باید چی باشه؟
Yeah, that we will just do what He commands us to do because.
که از ما فرمان داده شده.
That's our reason. Service. That's our basic duty.
عبادت معمولمون همینه. وظیفه اصلیمون همینه.
Yeah. When we do that, we don't have done above and beyond.
بیشتر و بالاتر انجام ندادیم.
Go to 1 Corinthians 6.
اول قرنتیان فصل 6.
That's the last verse we're going. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20. For you are bought with a price, therefore glory God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
زیرا که به قیمتی خرید شدی، پس خدا را به بدن و به روح خود تجلیل نمایید.
Yeah, you're not your own. You're bought for the price.
Therefore,
glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Glorify God.
جلال بدید خداوند رو
هر
جوری که تو زندگی میکنید به زمین خدمتش کنید.
That is your reasonable
عبادت معقول
service. That is your duty.
وظیفه شماست.
Yeah, you're going to your brother to tell him he's wrong.
میری به برادرت بگی اشتباه کرده.
Between you and him.
اشتباهی که برای تو انجام داده که با هم آشتی کنید.
That is your duty.
وظیفته.
That is your reasonable service.
عبادت معقولته.
Yeah. You forgiving
تو بخشیدن
خواهر و برادر تو
که اگه توبه کرد گفت ببخشید.
That is your duty. That is your reasonable service. That's
عبادت
expected of you.
معقول توست. خداوند از تو توقع داره.
Yeah, that should be basic.
باید خیلی ساده باشه.
Oh, increase our faith.
ایمانمون رو زیاد کنیم.
No, this is not something that requires a lot of faith.
خیلی ایمان لازم نداره.
You just need to obey what God has commanded you to do.
کردن خداوند در امروزه.
Yeah, as is everything else you should do what he commanded.
It's our duty. وظیفه‌مونه.
Now, I hope you do things from the heart. I hope that you're in church today because you want to be here. I hope that you join soul winning because you want to be part of it. I hope that from your heart you just want to forgive all the people.
But
if that's not in your heart,
yeah,
you need to realize this is also your duty. And therefore you should do it. That's what God expects you to do. God
has a expectation that you
do. So, do not be the reason for others to stumble.
باعث نشو که تو دلیل زمین خوردن بقیه بشی. خداوند جدی میبینه اگه تو باعث لغزش دیگری
بشی.
جوانای عزیز، خواهران عزیز، برادران کوچیک.
Your actions can cause all
بزرگا بچه‌ها، اگر رفتارتون باعث میشه که کسی لغزش بخوره.
Second thing we looked at, then if people trespass against you,
اگه کسی ضد تو
کرده،
اگه گناهی کرد برای تو،
you need to learn to forgive.
تو یاد بگیر که ببخشی.
Yeah. Either just forgive and forget.
یا ببخش و فراموش کن.
Or you go to the person alone.
یا تنهایی باهاش حرف بزن.
It's between you and him.
بین تو و
او. You and her.
و او.
Tell them they're wrong.
بهش بگو که اشتباه کرده.
Not by screaming.
نه که داد بزنی.
Tell them what the problem is.
بگو چه مشکلی وجود داشت.
With a purpose to reconcile.
با هدف اینکه دوباره آشتی کنی.
And forgive.
و بخشیده بشی.
Only after you've done that.
بعد از اینکه این کارو کردی.
Yeah, you can take one or two witnesses.
یکی دو نفر دیگر رو میتونی برداری.
Yeah, and if you don't listen to those, you can take it to the church. They will pass judgment.
و بعد کلیسا تصمیم میگیره.
And here's what you shouldn't do.
میدونی چیکار نباید بکنی؟ سومین راه حل.
Become a bitter, angry, unforgiving person.
غرغرو، غیبتگو، اینکه بری پشت سر همه حرف بزنی نه که بری بگی که همه چقدر آدم بدی هست.
Oh, it's so hard.
خیلی
Now,
سخته.
It's actually not so hard.
خیلی هم سخت نیست.
Yeah, it does not require such a maturity.
خیلی لازم نیست آدم بزرگی باشی.
It's quite simple to obey what God has
said. خیلی ساده کاری که خدا ازت خواسته انجام بده.
Do what God told you to do.
کاری که خدا گفته انجام بدی.
Yeah, you need to mature to the level.
باید به حدی برسی که
able to forgive others.
که لغت بتونی بغلیتو ببخشی.
Yeah, even if it's 7 times a day.
اگر 7 بارم در روزه بتونی ببخشی.
Now, I hope that you get to the place where you will do these things from the heart.
که همتون از ته قلب همین کارو برای خداوند بکنید. اما تو زمانی که به اونجا نرسیدین از ته قلب این کارو بکنید. درک کنید وظیفتتون.
It's a reasonable service.
عبادت معقولتونه برای خداوند.
آمین.
آمین.